Tomatoes for Two, Love, Leaves, and Lessons in the Dirt by Faiza Appy. The patio was a disaster. Between cracked stones, sprouting weeds, and the faint scent of dried nighttime air, it was a space with potential, which is another way of saying it looked like a crime scene for neglected houseplants. Unpacked boxes still littered half the room, and the sink housed a Jenga tower of unwashed dishes. Lisa stood with her arms crossed. This place needs something. Mark, who was lying across the couch, engrossed in his phone, barely looked up. Like what? A garden. He snorted. Their combined experience with greenery was limited to the slow demise of several succulents. Lisa shrugged. Maybe we need something that forces us to pay attention. Together. At that, Mark exhaled, set his phone aside, and gave her his full attention. All right, but nothing complicated. The tomato plan. Their journey into gardening began at the local garden center, where they stood overwhelmed by the sheer quantity of plants, pots, and mysterious gardening tools. Lisa, however, moved with certainty. She stopped at a tray of fragile tomato seedlings, brushing a leaf between her fingers and inhaling the sweet summer scent. These, she said, eyes glowing. She picked out Roma for sauce and cherry tomatoes for snacking. Mark raised an eyebrow. You already picked? She grinned. It just feels right. They left with six tomato plants, a large bag of soil, several terracotta pots, and a fragile sense of optimism. Planting mayhem. The first problem arose before they even got the plants into the soil. Mark, determined to prove his gardening prowess, hoisted the heavy bag of soil, only to lose his grip. The bag split open, sending a wave of rich, fragrant earth cascading across the patio. Lisa knelt down, running her fingers through the dirt. Feels nice. Mark dusted himself off. The experts recommend using a trowel. Lisa scooped up a handful of soil and gently flicked it at him. He blinked, then smirked. Oh, it's like that? They spent the next hour planting seedlings, writing neat labels, Roma, Sun Gold, Brandywine, and carefully watering each pot. Mark stood back, surveying their work. Now what? Lisa wiped dirt from her cheek. Now, we wait. A tomato tragedy, sort of. Morning after morning, Lisa inspected the plants, whispering encouragement and brushing their leaves. Mark's involvement was, let's say, supportive, but skeptical. Then, disaster struck. One plant drooped in its pot, its leaves wrinkled like an old receipt. Lisa gasped, Mark, emergency! Mark poked his head out the back door. Did you water it? Yes. Maybe too much? Lisa frowned. Or not enough. The next few days were spent frantically researching gardening blogs, each one contradicting the last. Some warned of overwatering, others about underwatering, and at least one blamed cosmic energy imbalances. This is ridiculous, Mark muttered. Lisa sighed. We have no idea what we're doing. But plants don't communicate in words. They show distress, resilience, and, if you're paying attention, gratitude. She adjusted the watering schedule. Mark relocated the pots to get the right balance of morning sun and afternoon shade. 7 days later, the tomato plant was standing tall again, its leaves stretching skyward like a tiny green phoenix. That evening, they sat outside with lemonade, watching bees visit their little oasis. The great tomato harvest. By July, the patio had transformed. The once barren space was now alive with vines, yellow blossoms, and the unmistakable scent of sun-warmed earth. Lisa performed her daily ritual, checking leaves and murmuring encouragement. Mark, to his own surprise, had become invested, meticulously pruning suckers and adjusting support stakes. Then, one morning in August, Lisa gasped, "The first tomato!" She held it up like a rare jewel. Mark took it from her, rolling it in his hands. It was plump, red, and, shockingly, the result of their shared effort. That night, they celebrated with a simple pasta dish, fresh tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, and basil from the lone herb pot they had spontaneously planted. They ate outside, feet tangled under the table, surrounded by the warm, fragrant air of a thriving garden. Lisa leaned her head on Mark's shoulder. This feels nice. Mark pressed a soft kiss to her hair. Yeah, it does. The patio still had cracked stones. The boxes were still only half unpacked. The dishes were still waiting in the sink. But the garden was thriving, and so were they.